Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Man of the year, man of the year, man of the year.
Welcome to the number one friendship podcast in the country. I'm Matt Ritter.
I'm Aaron Cairo.
Guys, please go to manoftheyearpodcast.com to check out our merch. Go to our YouTube page. Look at our beautiful faces. Aaron, I have an idea.
Okay.
What would you say to joining me and Jess for our Valentine's Day?
Soft pass. Actually, hard pass.
Okay. I knew you were going to say no to that.
Yeah.
Alternatively, should you and I do a Malentine's dinner?
A Malentine's dinner?
Tonight, because I hear about all these Galentine's dinners, and I was just thinking.
Shouldn't it be Malentine's?
Malentine's. Am I saying it wrong?
Okay, so tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Do I want to go out with you tonight as like a bro hang? Not really.
I knew I was going to go 0 for 2.
On a Tuesday?
I knew I was going to go 0 for 2.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, you know, like, how do you feel? I wanted to ask you how you're feeling when Valentine's Day approaches.
You know, it's a very corporate holiday these days. Mm. Very corporate holiday. You know, as a single guy, I don't really think anything of it.
You don't think of it one way or another.
It's kind of like, you know, Easter.
Right.
It's my Easter.
Right. Just means nothing to you.
It means nothing to me. Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, maybe, you know, I feel like I maybe once had a date like the day before Valentine's Day, which is interesting.
That's you know what they call that?
Sad, what is it, like sad?
Mistress Day.
Mistress Day, is that true?
Yeah.
Mistress Day.
Yeah. The 13th, February 13th is Side Piece Day.
Side Piece Day.
Yeah. National. Should we make that a national holiday? Mm, National Side Piece Day, February 13th?
Yeah, I'm not a big, you know, I don't know, are you a big Valentine's Day with you and Jess?
I mean, now it's like impossible, you know, but we've done some good stuff. Like, yeah. We've gone to Ojai a few times, do some nice dinners. But it doesn't matter. She's not like, you know, we treat each other well the rest of the year.
What I like to do when I'm in a relationship is do a Valentine's Day thing off like the week before.
Right.
Because you don't want to be out with all the riffraff.
It is very riffraffy.
Yeah.
And I get her flowers all the time. So it's like, we're good.
She should be happy with what she has.
I mean, I guess, maybe.
But I think it's a great topic for us because you are big on romanticizing
friendship. It's just, you know, didn't seem to work today when I invited Aaron out for a lovely gentleman's dinner.
Yeah, a gentleman's dinner is not bad.
Right. He doesn't like the corporate holiday of it.
Yeah, it's too Hallmark. Now, when you say romanticizing friendship, we've talked about it before, but.
Well, I just think, you know, I like the idea that, you know, look, obviously we have our Luger's dinner. I love when people are like, that's so special. I wish I had that and all that stuff. Cause it does make you realize how special it is, you know, that we have invested this energy in this thing. And even like, you know, boys' dinners, Fireball Adam said, hey, I want to do a boys' dinner. You know, you want to go to Taylor's and like, just, you know, it's like, I like that. Cause it, I don't know. There's something like saying, it's like, oh, you know, we care about each other. We want to make sure we're seeing each other.
But is that really romanticizing? That feels like it's just bros being bros.
Well, you could say it that way, but I think that, you know, it's more than that, right? Because you, as you get older, you have to choose to make the time to do these things, right? And just going to dinner, like it's, I don't know, it's intimate. So bros being bros to me, like going to dinner is intimate.
It's also what you talk about on your dinner, how you go about it.
You will look each other in the eye at dinner.
Yeah. We've talked about this before, but me and you, let's say we go on our bro dinner. Are we sitting across from each other?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about it.
Yeah.
As opposed to corner to corner.
Yeah, I think we are.
Yeah.
I don't mind side to side too. I feel like it's a good happy medium.
Yes. I mean, corner. Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, yeah. Corners. I mean, listen, we've talked about telling your buddies you love them.
Yeah.
Which, guys, if you haven't done that in a while.
Yeah. And I'll give you credit.
Yes.
I was thinking about this because you said you wanted to bring this up, but it just made me realize I'm maybe jumping you a little bit. Physical intimacy. I think I like the fact that you get to hug your friends when you do a dinner and you know, you actually get to see them and you say, I love you, but you actually like get to hug them. Like,
yeah,
you haven't seen them in a while. That's a nice thing.
All right. Let's talk about physical intimacy with your buddies. So many, many episodes ago when we had Justin Baldoni on, we talked about the bro hug, which is when you kind of do a half shake and then a pat and then a hug. Have we talked about the hug with a pat? Have we talked about that?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Okay. So you hug your buddy.
Full hug.
Full hug. And then you
tap on his back after a couple times.
Yeah. So I have a buddy.
It's a hug plus.
It's a hug plus. I have a buddy, my buddy Ori. He hates that.
Why?
He hates it. He's like, I feel like you're treating me like a baby. I feel like, you know, and I'm like, no, that's like intimacy.
I agree. It's like a hug. That's why I called it a hug plus, because I think you get the hug and then you're also saying like, I feel you, man. Like I, you know. Like,
yeah. His thing is like, you know, full grasp, arms around is more, but you're doing that. And then I'm trying to think if I do maybe a tap and a little bit of a rub. You just think it's very infantile.
I like a good rub.
I know. Now I wonder. I wonder.
Theo laughed at that.
Yeah,
the 28-year-olds don't rub each other.
Now I wonder if it's because my buddy is Israeli. I don't think we talked about this.
Cultural differences on the hugs.
Well, last episode we were talking about using a urinal at Fenway when it's a shit show. So you know, Israelis have no sense of personal space.
Yes,
like they don't wait on lines. They just don't believe it. They'll bump into you. They don't believe it. So I said to the same guy, Ori. I said, okay. You go into a bathroom, there's four urinals. The closest one, there's someone at. Where do you go?
He goes, I go to that same urinal.
He goes, I go to the one closest, the one next to him. Like, you piss right next to someone, there's five urinals. He goes, yeah. He couldn't even comprehend it. I'm like, no, you leave a space.
Right.
They just don't think that way.
Yeah. A lot of cultures.
Really?
Different personal space stuff, yeah. But like, my trainer is Dutch.
Oh, he's Dutch?
Yeah.
This guy's getting
his personal space is like, you think I'm close talking. Imagine like I'm close, he's getting closer.
So you're just like making out when you're talking.
Yeah, nose to nose.
So when you're working out and he's like, all right, I want you to like straighten your back.
He's nose to nose.
But is that a Dutch thing?
I'm just saying, I think a lot of Europeans have closer versions of personal space.
But I think
Americans are the furthest apart on personal space interactions.
Huh. I just think it's funny. I was trying to explain to him, no, you leave room and he didn't even know, have a frame of reference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just think about the Europeans. We're talking about hugs. The Europeans are like kissing each other on the cheek all the time, even in like soccer games.
Yeah.
This is what I want to talk to you about. So I've been watching Fauda.
Yeah.
This is another Israeli show. And, you know, this is Arabs and Israelis. I'm desperate to ask you about this. So the Arabs, they kiss three times.
Yeah. There are a couple of cultures that kiss three times.
Can you Google what cultures kiss?
Yeah.
But okay, Matt, I'm dying to ask you this. It takes forever.
It does. If you're meeting seven people, that's 21 kisses.
21 kisses. 21 kisses.
21 kisses.
Now, here's the thing. I fucking love it because I think that's, I mean, obviously it's a cultural difference. We would never do that in America. Yeah. I do think that's like really intimate in a good way. Three kisses.
Yeah, I love it. Let's do four.
Four kisses?
Let's do four. Now that let's do a dinner where we do four and it takes, when they're like, your table's ready, sir. And I go, hold on, I need 5 minutes to say hello to everybody.
Yeah, but also, what do you got?
We got Slovenia, Serbia, North Macedonia, Montenegro.
Macedonia, you clown.
Macedonia.
Just think about the cookies. Montenegro.
He's thinking about Macedonia.
North Macedonia. How do we not have a fucking Theolisms.
It's a North Macadamia.
Early That's where the cookies money. Come from, right?
He's like, there's so North Hallmark. White chocolate macadamia and there's North regular macadamia.
Jesus Christ, it's Oregon.
To continue, Montenegro, Russia, Netherlands, Switzerland, Poland, Lebanon. All three kisses.
There's no way that's accurate. Because
no wonder he's up in my grill when I work out.
But there's no Arab countries in there.
Sorry, did you not say any Arab countries?
I don't know. The closest, I guess, would be Lebanon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about all the other ones? Anyway, point is... But also, if you, three kisses, 21, that's 21 kisses.
Yeah, 21 kisses.
I wonder, I hope if we have any Arab listeners, do you do that with like just your boys?
I think you do it with
everybody. Because when you meet I'm out at the bar and I'm like, oh, hey, I just ran to this, but it's Jim, you handshake.
Yeah.
And maybe by the time the 2 hours are up, I would maybe give a hug.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do a tap.
Jesse and I are both big huggers. On like initial meetings.
Yeah. That's always great when you meet someone new. They're like, no, I'm a hugger. Yeah, that's great.
Bring it in.
Three kisses.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to the back rub thing.
Okay.
I like that because I feel like that's not talked about enough.
Okay.
Like the leave behind. You know, it's like the, it's like a leave behind. You know?
Yeah.
Like
you're
it's like as you're exiting the hug, you know, there's like, you're giving a little.
Oh, you mean on the exit?
I'm saying, well, you're rubbing, but you're also like, that's like the exit, you know?
I don't think I do any rubbing.
Okay.
Are you a rubber?
No, but I like when I get rubs.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a rub is a little,
it reminds me of like, it's a paternalistic. And I think that's why
there is
a paternalistic element to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it's a power move then.
Yeah, he's, you know, like,
whoever's
little...
doing the rubber pad is saying like, right. I own you.
Right. But I do think it's talking about physical intimacy. Like it's okay to be in contact with your,
yeah,
with your boys.
Yeah. I, what do you think about, you know, like lifting guys up off the ground or like taking, I feel like people lift you up off the ground in a hug. Cause you're smaller.
How often does that happen?
You know, like when you haven't seen somebody for in a while.
But you're on the ground?
No, up off the ground. Like, oh, up in the air.
I thought you meant like, you know, when you're, hey, give
no,
me a hand.
No, I meant like, you know, like.
Oh, I don't love that because I feel like it depends. Because all of a sudden, fuck, like they hurt my back.
Yeah, it can hurt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about when someone gives you this like really grip handshake?
Yeah,
like
nice grip.
Are you showing off like?
I think some people are doing it to show off. Some people have decided that is their grip. And that's just
it is pretty impressive.
That is their grip. Like, I think that's some old school dad strength shit sometimes, you know, like just break those little finger bones.
I want to, so this may be cut, but maybe it won't be cut. You know, our friend Pat, who was on our Pride episode, you know, he was telling us that a fellow gay man's handshake tells you whether they're top or bottom.
Oh yeah. Like, what do they do? Like if you're bottom, do you do a little finger inside the hand rub? I want to know. Do you take like your pointer finger and do like the inside hand? Cause sometimes you can just mess with somebody and give them a handshake and then go like that with the finger. You're just like,
that's weird.
Yeah.
Who did you have? I'll go back to this in a second. Do you have a fraternity secret handshake?
Yeah. I think they're all the same. Aren't they?
I'm
going
to give you. We had the same
different
handshake.
Fraternity, same exact.
It's
handshake.
Different. It's basically a pinky.
Yeah, the pinky goes under.
The pinky goes under
the ring.
So if it's a firm handshake, that person is a top. If they give you a dead fish, that person's a bottom.
In general, dead fish is unacceptable in any polite society.
Well, unless you are in the gay society and you want to signal that you're.
Yeah. No, I'm saying outside of that. If that is how signaling is done, but otherwise.
I would like to keep this in. So let's just say if that's incorrect, we're open to if our friend Pat just threw us under the bus.
Right.
Yeah. Please tell us how you signal.
Right. But what do you think about the wet noodle handshake? I don't want to shame anybody, but I just think there's something, it's lacking.
Yeah.
Acknowledgement almost.
Yeah.
I don't think it's so, like, I think, I don't think it's as much about like the weakness of it. It's like, you're almost not acknowledging that two humans are connecting.
Right.
I don't want to like be too judgy, but I just feel like that aspect of it is like, you know, aside from it feels like you lack total confidence. It just feels like you're not acknowledging the human connection.
I guess I don't really judge people too much. I mean, also if they give me a loose handshake, I'm like, oh, are they a bottom? Like, what are they?
Mm.
I mean, I'm joking. Mm. I don't know. Some people just, they're not physical like that.
Right. Right. So should we not judge that at all?
Do you shake women's hands? Judge women like that?
If they offer. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
What about little kids? I like met a little kid the other day.
I love little kids who handshake like adults.
Yeah. No, but how do you greet a like 6-year-old?
I mean, they take a little something off the grip, you know?
No. What I'm saying is, why would like, do you high five? You shake their hand?
Depends how old they are. I mean, usually little kids, I go for the high five.
Yeah. That's what they can do. I love a good high five.
Patting on the head?
Yeah. I don't know if you can tussle.
Are you allowed to tussle other people's heads?
I don't think so.
No.
It depends. Depends who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So three kisses, handshake with a pat, handshake. Any other
physical
greetings
or just physical
just
intimacy?
Physical
with men?
Intimacy with your buddies. I mean, like, I like a pat on the back, like a grasp of the shoulder, just like if they tell a funny joke or.
Yeah. I like, I tend to like throw an elbow to elbow when we're laughing. You know, like when you're both having a good laugh about something, I like to physically touch somebody when we're laughing.
I don't know if you've ever given me an elbow. Never made you laugh that much, I guess.
I guess you haven't.
Yeah. But I think it's good. I think it's healthy.
Yeah, I do too. I think there is something about when you're having a laughing moment, like you got to like connect physically sometimes with a friend and it just like makes it more of a moment. I remember at a wedding.
Oh boy.
Somebody gave like a bombshell speech and they said something so funny that was like pretty edgy.
Okay.
So we couldn't really laugh out loud. And so under the table, like this guy next to me was like squeezing my leg.
Right. A stranger?
Well, we just met there, but we both like were acknowledging how funny this thing was. And he was like was squeezing my leg and it was just like very appropriate.
Mm. I don't know if I want a person I just met squeezing my leg.
No, because we both were like realizing in the moment how funny it was. And that was the only way to do it.
Right.
Under the table leg squeeze.
Yeah. I'll sometimes maybe a kick.
Yeah. Good kick under the table.
Yeah.
I feel like every 80s movie has like some sort of sexual leg thing under the table.
It's called playing footsie.
Playing footsie. I don't know why. I go a sexual leg thing under the table. Yeah, it's called playing footsie.
Yeah.
Right? Every 80s movie had a footsie scene where it always ended with some sort of homophobic thing too.
Oh, they accidentally grabbed the wrong person.
Like it was always, that was always like part and parcel of it, which was so weird.
Yeah. Should we get into the homophobic thing that like some guys are like, I'm not going
to think it's right. They think it's like, I think that's such an antiquated gender norm to not be able to be at all physically intimate with a fellow male for fear of some sort of, you know, homoerotic thing.
Right. Yeah. At the term homoerotic,
Theo jumps in.
That's my cue.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Here you are. BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
So this might be a bit of a tangent. We might not want to go into this, but the thought of like, and then a lot of Asian countries and some European countries, they have these like bathhouses where dudes are just like naked.
They have them here too. Together. I go to them here.
But it's not that common. You'd go to like a Korean one.
Maybe. Yeah, I go to the Koreatown ones.
Yeah. So just thoughts on that. Like
Okay. So we're not a naked culture. I think what he's saying is right.
Yeah.
We are actually a Protestant culture that is a bit squeamish about that kind of stuff, like historically.
Yeah. In the Scandinavian countries, everyone's naked. You see your family naked.
Right. So they're right. So I think that plays a part of it is our lack, our we're a little shy. We're a little reserved, modest about nudity. We always have been historically in our cinema too, like versus like French cinema and like just the way they view nudity. So maybe that does play a role in why, you know, men are a little lacking in the intimacy with friends.
Theo,
I don't know.
Theo, when you were playing for Oregon, what was the locker room? Like dicks out or?
Yeah, tapping mics.
So I wanted to talk about that too, actually, because you watch like the 80s movies and all these locker rooms and like the dicks are out and stuff. And that's like, you know, a stereotype you hear about growing up. But whenever I was in locker rooms, there was not many dicks out.
I picture Theo like pulling his underwear under his bathing suit, trying to get it under one leg at a time. Under Remember that
towel?
Trick?
Yeah.
Under the towel. Yeah. No, getting the underwear off under the shorts.
Yeah.
The wet. Under, we had to like take one of them off at a time. Yeah.
And then sometimes we'd go to like the rural areas around, you know, because I was in a city and all the like the country boys were dicks out.
Oh, interesting.
And everyone was just like, oh, those dicks out.
What do you mean in the locker room?
So they had their, so it was a rural, urban. It was a rural separate thing. Interesting. So
were your showers separate?
So in college, the showers were separate, but in high school, there was like a public trough. Shower, but nobody really used them.
One shower.
Yeah. Like in the, why don't you go to the
Didn't our Plainview have like a communal shower?
But no one showered in
swim class?
I don't know what we did. I think we showered dicks out with everybody. And when we were like in fifth grade.
I think we may have.
I just remember at the Y, there's a shower, just one big room. Yeah. I go with my dad.
It was weird.
It was very weird. Wait, something that you, what were we just saying?
Sports.
Oh, I have been to, I went to a bathhouse in,
in
Tokyo. Look up what bathhouses in Tokyo are called.
Don't need to look it up. Onsen.
Wow. Okay.
He's been to one.
So I went with my buddy Rob and, you know, everyone's naked. Just like you were saying, me and Rob, first I give you, it's called a modesty towel. It's a washcloth. So we're having, we're walking
like that. Grape leaf. Yeah.
And everyone is just dick out. Yeah. By the way, very strange. And maybe this is in other bathhouses. There was a pool that gave you electric shocks, which seems dangerous. Yeah. There was like a hot, cool. Yeah. And then
very high end.
No, I mean, no, this was
electric shocks. That seems very like,
not at this onsen, whatever. So it was an interesting experience.
Okay. And so have you been doing it in the U.S.?
I don't think I've been to a bathhouse.
Well, I go to the K-Town ones. Yeah. And I've been to the Russian ones in New York.
Do you go with buddies?
Yeah, I've been with friends. It's
great. Who you been with?
Lawyer friends in New York.
Yeah.
Here, actually, Jesse and I went and we split up. It's men and women. So I just went. But I ran into some like other comedians that are like junk out.
Right.
So that's a little
With
weird.
Their junk out.
Yeah. Your junk's out. It's just spa.
And your junk has to be
has
out.
Has to be out.
You can't conceal
So you're not
it.
Allowed to not have your junk out.
No way.
Yes. Yes.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So I was in Japan and I was with a buddy and it was like kind of weird.
The lockers are in a separate area.
But you can take a little
can't. No.
Towel?
No.
You can take a towel to like as you walk around, but you can't be wearing like any shorts.
No, I know, but you can have a towel around your junk. Yeah. What about now?
No towel. No. I want a place that's no towel. Everybody air dries until your best friends.
Oh man, this is a Valentine's Day episode, by the way.
Oh, this is a Valentine's Day episode. I thought this was about bathhouses.
Have you ever gotten a massage from a man?
Yes, and this is. Not at all a homophobic thing. I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Because we were in somewhere near like Tahoe and we did like couples massages and I got the guy and she got the girl. And the reason that I don't do men anymore is because he was digging in with his forearm and it was a really hairy forearm. And just the friction of it was driving me nuts.
Did you say something?
No. I just never used a male masseuse ever again after that. So I think I would use a male masseuse again, but I'd need to see their arms first. Because like your arms, nah. I'm looking at your hairy arms, no chance. See, my arms, you wouldn't mind a massage if I'm digging these forearms into you. They're bare.
To me, I think that arm hair is irrelevant. It's not a
homoerotic. The friction, the feeling of hair rubbing against your skin.
I just don't really want, it's not a homoerotic thing. I just don't want, I like a woman's touch.
Mm-hmm. So you think of it as a sexual thing?
No, I mean, I don't know.
Because I like a strong.
Yeah, the women can get. Why
would women? Saying, I don't think of it as a man or a woman's touch. Like I like my massages firm.
Yeah.
So occasionally I still will have a man, but I generally, we have a very strong woman who comes to the house. She's amazing. Yeah.
But what I don't understand about, now we were just way off topic, but fuck it. It seems like, you know, you always say people are built different. What a job. Seems, I'm like, are they bored? Like they got to get bored.
Well, my masseuse, she has a limit. She'll only do 5 in a row.
Yeah.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how your arms don't break after that.
I've read that you actually like, it's like a, like you retire at like 30.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Oh, it's like you athletic prime.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
You can't do
like
it.
If you see a 36-year-old masseuse, you're like, oh,
wow. It's like, wow, the
Tom
Brady.
Hanging on. Right. The Roger Federer of masseuses.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. I've seen a lot of middle-aged masseuses.
Yeah. Well, the ones they're trying to get out. Yeah.
They've made some bad decisions.
Yeah.
So we were talking about like greetings to different cultures and like these bathhouses, and it's just a little bit more intimate, right? We're a little bit more like closed off. Do you think that their friendships are better or like, you know?
So I do. I think any group of friends who have had more intimate experiences are going to have healthier friendships. I do.
Well, you're saying these countries where they see each other's dicks, they have better friendships?
Well, I don't know. It's just because of that. I'm just talking about the elements of a great friendship. And I think intimacy is the one thing that a lot of male friendships are lacking, and the ones that have them, like ours do, except for that we haven't been to a bathhouse together, but we've seen, you know, our stuff. I think that fosters a healthier friendship dynamic. And I do think a lot of, I wouldn't say like, oh, American male friendships are the peak of male friendship. I don't think we're doing it like the best.
Do you think in cultures, there's a Venn diagram where their dicks are out and they're kissing 3 times?
Yeah, yeah, I want to see that. Oh, Kiro, you got to make a spreadsheet of kisses, dicks out. Dicks by the way, the whole reason that this was a Valentine's Day episode is because I wanted to say, hey, should we all go to a bathhouse for Valentine's Day?
I mean, now I think just for the fun of it, we should do a company
company retreat.
Me, you, and Theo.
This is a company retreat to a bathhouse.
No towels allowed.
Yeah, thank God we don't have HR. No towels allowed.
Oh, God.
I just think, you know, men, you know, if you're feeling like, oh, I don't have somebody, if you, Kira obviously feels like it's a corporate holiday, but I think there could be something to be said to like have a group guys hang. If all these single women do it, why shouldn't men get to do it?
Group hang to a spa or a bathhouse.
It doesn't have to be. I prefer it, but I'm just saying for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not against a Valentine's Day situation. You just asked it in such a creepy way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just, you know. All right. On that note, should we take a listener question? Yeah.
Asking for a friend.
Guys, this is asking for a friend. If you have a friendship question or ethical dilemma, send it to us on Instagram, Man of the Year Podcast, and we will answer it on the show. Matt, you're up.
So I got a listener, a fan, actually, who listens a lot, asks a lot of questions. This time he said, you know, I want to take one of your tips and I want to start doing it. And he said, I want to start gift giving.
Okay.
But he said, he started thinking about his group of friends and what to get them. And it just spun him out in all directions. He started Googling like best gifts for men in their 40s. Mm. And it's just like all kind of tchotchke-esque stuff. So he said, do you guys have a sort of starting point for me? How should I be thinking about
great question
gifts for
first
friends?
Of all, and props to the question asker.
Yeah.
For
even being in that phase of his life where he's like, I am now going to get gifts for my friends, not birthday related, just because I want to.
Yeah, I love it.
So we want to normalize gift giving for your friends anytime.
Any initial thoughts?
Well, so you know that I like to think if you're going to give to friends, I like it to be something that could be a shared experience or something. So for example, our friend Fireball Adam got us, we went to a festival called When We Were Young. He got us all t-shirts with our faces on them as kids, which I thought was awesome because like we're going to remember that and it's awesome. Last year I got a book that I thought we would all like about the Knicks and I got it, you know, so that's where my mind is usually. Like it could be something that we each have. Jess and her friends got each other these like denim jackets that they're putting in patches on every time they go on a trip together. I thought that was cute.
It's kind of interesting. Denim jackets where they put a patch on.
Every time they do a trip together.
So the patch is like local to the thing.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like
that would be fun for us.
Yeah. So it like says Jacksonville.
Right. That Kentucky would be Dirty. Pretty cool if we had jackets like that.
I don't know. Would our group wear those?
I would.
You know what we should do for next Peter Luger's is like dinner jackets, like Friars jackets.
Oh, yeah.
With a patch.
So that would be a cool gift.
Yeah.
If we got Friars jackets.
Now, so those are all, which are good. Those are all occasion based.
Right. Doesn't have to be, right? Yeah, we're just brainstorming here for you.
I like the idea of something done communally because my first thought went to like what I like, which is use, just which I like gifts surrounding.
You like use.
The gym, you know, like when you got me the sneakers, I wore them every day for three years. That's use.
I mean, I love a daily mug, you know, like.
Mugs are kind of like.
No, I'm just saying.
Right.
If you're going to get tchotchke, you're talking about use.
Yeah.
Coffee mugs, like if you have a crew name, I think that's a good one because like a lot of people got us mugs in the past year because the kids stuff. So I felt like. You know, new dad, it says like 2023, dad of the year or something like that. Like now I always remember that, but I'm not only using that one. I have 10 other mugs that have like different things that have memories. So I feel like that's a good one because, you know, they're not obligated to use that one every day, but it's in the rotation.
Do you remember the mug that best friend Mike got me for my birthday this year?
What did it say?
It said like, I'm so glad your dad didn't pull out. And I had a little picture of a sperm. Right. I'm like, all right, well, I'll put that in the back of the cabinet.
Yeah. Don't put that forward for the dates.
What about practicality? So this is a little off, but often for a housewarming, I will get a fire extinguisher.
Okay. I love that one.
Because
it says Olive on it because our dog's named Olive.
And you love olive oil. Yep. Because you would never get it for yourself. It's actually something you actually really need.
And we actually have it. You got an artful one, so it's on display on our bookshelf.
Yeah. What do you think about that? That and also just practical.
Well, I like that because you know it's going to be.
Do you have a fire extinguisher here? I guess it's that fire extinguisher.
That one.
Okay.
So we don't have one for the back house.
Right.
For the studio.
Where we have the lights.
Where we have like dangerous light bulbs.
Yeah, Theo will forget to put them on. It'll be fine.
So I'm a big fan. I like where your head is at.
So sorry to interrupt. Another buddy as a wedding gift, this is years and years ago, he would give a toolbox. It's just something that you don't have. Do you have a toolbox?
Yeah.
Like a real red.
Red.
With every. How often do you go in there? Or is it more just for the handyman?
No, unfortunately, when you're a homeowner, you go in a lot. Humble brag. You go in there a lot. There's always something.
Are you handy?
Yeah, I'm pretty handy.
Are you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
I fixed that electric Garage, my hand when that was out. I had to go open the whole thing up.
Yeah.
And manually, you know, it's a big ordeal.
Like on YouTube, you were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge ordeal.
You watched like how to fix garage opener.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty handy. I've fixed a lot of things, bathroom-related stuff. You know,
so his bathroom is fucking related. Broken. Somebody toilets.
So he's always broken in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. What were we talking about? What is handy? Oh, the tool stuff. Yeah. Yeah, let's just go back to his question. So price range, if you're going to go, let's just say you're going to go like not expensive. You know, simple. Vinyl records.
If they have a record player.
Yeah. I feel like that's a good one. It's like, personal.
Firebottom got me a record, and then 2 weeks later he got me a record player because he's like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
You were like, I don't have one. He's like, I'll get you another gift.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it's so interesting because we always talk about this podcast how we kind of like some guys don't even know what their friends fucking like.
Yeah.
And like,
what about gift certificates?
Gift certificate.
Too impersonal?
You know, I love an Amazon gift certificate.
We do that for Jesse's dad a lot.
Yeah. You know, like, I love a Gelson's, which is my supermarket.
Yeah.
Like if you know your buddy goes to the same place all the time.
But that's, again, like, do you want something that's going to be definitely forgotten quickly?
I never forget that. What about sports related stuff?
My brother-in-law got me a Mets chair signed by Doc Gooden and Daryl. Very memorable.
What kind of chair is it?
The original says Shea Stadium back.
Oh, like just the back? I have a Yankee Stadium back.
Yeah.
That's great. But he's not, can you sit in it or just like sitting in the corner?
But we did think about at one point, like turning it into a usable chair.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's a thing. Sometimes you give someone something and they're like, well, now I have
how
to.
How can I use this?
What thing? Can I, where am I going to put this?
Right.
Or the wife is like, absolutely not.
I don't know. What are other, sort of gift for friend?
Gift for friend.
I mean, I like, you know, whiskey bottles.
Always, oh yeah. Booze
like
is always good.
I always like high-end booze, but I like, you know, if you're getting. Well, then it could get expensive if you're getting one for each friend in the group. Because that's why I was like, don't go crazy if you're getting group, you know, like, hey, I want us all to have this thing.
Right. Okay. So that's a communal gift you're getting everybody.
That's what he was saying. I want to get gifts.
Oh, is that what he, that was the question?
It sounded like it. I wanted to give, he said friends for my friends.
Okay. Interesting. I mean, I do like, you know, personalized stuff is always funny. Either like the name of your crew.
Yes.
Or like.
We got those hats, the new Dice hats.
Yes. Those are great. My sister's got a new job. Her friend got her a little, what's the thing that goes on a desk that says your name and like your
name
title?
Nameplate.
Kind of funny.
Yep.
What did we get Theo? We got Theo.
Duck's chair.
Duck's chair. Have you ever used it?
Yeah, it's been super clutch actually.
Oh, yes.
Awesome.
Okay, great.
Beach chair. It's a good one.
Yeah, beach chair. It's got the holder.
Yeah, the custom beach chair.
Custom beach chair is a good one.
Yeah, that was very helpful for sure.
Yeah, custom beach chair is really clutch. Travel stuff?
Like a dop kit?
What's that?
I don't know. A toiletry kit?
Yeah. Anything travel, I think, is good for men, you know?
Because they don't buy for themselves.
Yeah. Travel, like those, maybe like matching travel bags for the crew.
Maybe we should shout out JMC's company.
Oh, yeah. Tortuga.
Tortuga backpacks.
Yeah. You can get a Tortuga backpack.
They're kind of like, how would you describe it? Like
very practical, very high-end materials.
Yeah.
Lots of different compartments.
Right. It's kind of every backpack. But yeah, isn't it kind of like a travel backpack for urban? Like if you're going to...
Exactly.
You're going to whatever. Okay. All right. Gift giving.
Yeah.
It's, should we also just say that it's the thought that counts?
It is the thought that counts.
Yeah.
How about a cheap watch looks cool?
Watch. I mean, I bought
a. Because I like having a bunch of different watches. Sometimes, like,
a good, like. I didn't see you wear a watch.
Yeah, because we're in studio. It's like, right. I fiddle too much with it.
I recently bought like a $10 fucking Amazon. Watch for when I was traveling. It's pretty good.
I think watches like cheap, like inexpensive. You can buy cool looking. There's a lot of cool looking watches that are pretty inexpensive.
Yeah. But I just think the idea behind getting your buddies a gift is just a good way showing your appreciation. Everyone loves a gift.
I would love it if we just started normalizing that. You know, like nobody's gonna be like, why'd you get me a gift, man?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, we think our buddies are gonna be like, what is this? Like, no, they're gonna love it.
Yeah. I think we answered it.
Okay, I think we answered.
Asking for a friend.
Guys, that was asking for a friend. If you have a friendship question, send it to us on Instagram and we will answer it on the pod. All right, so what did we learn today?
I think we learned that men shouldn't be afraid to be physically intimate with other men. In fact, it's worldwide. It's a lot more normal.
Yeah, there's a lot of different. I mean, there's kisses, there's dicks out, yeah. Pats in the
it's
back.
It's mandatory, no towel.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with any of it. Yeah. And you know, I'm gonna go back on my initial statement that like I'll go on a Valentine's.
Oh, we're going on. Oh, me and Cairo are going on. Yeah, he's just calling it straight a Valentine's.
Yeah, it's not even
Valentine's. Me and Cairo are going on male Valentine's. Just two straight dudes.
Yeah, two dudes.
Yeah,
bathhouse and dinner.
Yeah, I love it.
Let's see if we mess anything up. This is, or just get maybe order into the bathhouse, eating naked.
Oh God. If the two of us were just like ordering into the bathhouse, how pissed would everybody else be?
God, very pissed.
Spicy tacos to the bathhouse.
You naked eating spicy tacos is an affront to humanity thrown out of that place. All right. What do we mess up? This is erroneous with Thelonious.
So thankfully, pretty clean show. But I did Google some of the friendliest countries out there.
Okay.
And we've got Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Canada, Thailand, Scotland, Ireland, Fiji.
Mm. I love he says Thailand.
Yeah,
Thailand?
I said it wrong. I said it wrong.
What did he say before?
He was like long Thailand.
Yeah. Wait, we have to do erroneous. What did he call it? North
Macedonia.
Macedonia.
He's like the nuts.
So ridiculous. All right, well, that's our show. Be good to yourself. Be good to your friends.
Love you, buddy.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic Raised Bed and Garden Soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.